talking about a home, talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said a home,
talking about a home.
I'm talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Cause I know I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms round me. Here in a small town where it feels like home, I got everything I need and nothing that I don't.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was the Zach Brown Band with Homegrown, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to our show producer Colin Voigt for putting those home theme songs together for us today. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Art Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January, Charleston's only open-air home show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, which happens every April at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which was just a few weeks ago at the Gilliard in downtown Charleston. Well, today's radio show is coming to you from Houseful, and they are a brand new modern furniture retailer in West Ashley, and we'll be talking with Becky and her mother-in-law, Janice Hopman, with Houseful. Also, we'll be talking to Sharon Cross with Gateway Supply Company. Also, Ron Sikora with the Mueller Company, and we've got a very interesting interview. He's talking about hurricane protection and what happened with Hurricane Irma. We'll also be talking with Gene Wallace with Plugs Appliance Center, and finally, Jerry Burns with Heritage Pools. Well, we try to promote that everyone use an interior designer or use an interior designer as much as possible if it makes sense for you. If you're building a new house or you're undergoing a large remodel project, maybe putting an addition on your home, we always urge homeowners to use an interior designer. And I wanted to take a moment just to tell you about a great website. This is part of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and it's called TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, TryAnInteriorDesigner.com. And if you go to TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, you're going to get lots of great inspiration. We've got a great collection of some of the best local interior designers in Charleston, located on TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, and so we're featuring their work on TryAnInteriorDesigner.com. So, for example, if you are looking for some inspiration, if you're interested in maybe looking at kind of like when you go to maybe you might go to Pinterest or Houzz and to search for ideas. Well, you can go to TryAnInteriorDesigner.com. And you'll be looking at local projects from right here in Charleston. And you can search by room. You can search and see all the different kitchens that local interior designers have been involved with. You can look at bathrooms that interior designers have been involved with. living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, and also something, you know, you say interior designer, but interior designers are helping an awful lot with outdoor living space as well. So there's a good section that shows the work of local interior designers, the work they've done on the outside of your home for outdoor living space. So you can search by room. You can also search by interior designer. And so we've got a great list, as I mentioned, of local interior designers. So go to visit tryaninteriordesigner.com, tryaninteriordesigner.com, and consider using an interior designer in your next project. There's also a special offer on tryaninteriordesigner.com where you can receive 2 hours of design time for only $100, and that's half the usual retail rate of $200. Tryaninteriordesigner.com. Have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from a brand new furniture retailer in West Ashley called Houseful, located at 1890 Sam Rittenberg Boulevard in the Outback Plaza. And you'll also see Honey Baked Ham in the same little shopping center here, as well as Men's Warehouse. And now we're talking with Becky and Janice Hopman with Houseful. How are you ladies doing?
Hi.
Good.
Good, good. Ladies, take a moment and tell everybody about Houseful.
Houseful is actually the brainchild of myself and my mother-in-law, Janice, here. We felt like there was a need for more modern Scandinavian-style design in Charleston. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of beautiful design furniture shops here, but we felt like Scandinavian design was missing. Mm-hmm. And so we wanted to bring that to the Charleston area. I have a design background and Janice has a modern furniture background, so we decided to join forces.
When you say Scandinavian furniture, like, can you kind of paint a picture for our listeners? What does Scandinavian furniture look like?
Traditional Scandinavian furniture goes back into, of course, the 50s and 60s, as people are aware. Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing is it's never really changed. It's not really a fad. It's not really a trend. It's just a way of doing things. And their way of doing things is using a lot of natural materials, using them in a very obvious ways, keeping down the, you know, extraneous decoration, and just letting natural materials do their thing and be exposed, and it's just a lifestyle for them. Now we're finding that people are coming around to that way of thinking about a lot of things, about their food and their clothing and their materials in a lot of ways. So our concept is people are really open to it right now, and there's a big return, not just in Charleston, but in the U.S., a big return to the kind of concepts that Scandinavian design is all about.
Mm-hmm. So clean lines, no clutter, mm-hmm. That mid-century modern look, that term is used quite a bit, and people seek out original furniture from the 50s and 60s, as you mentioned, and Houseful is sort of taking a cue from that period of time, and so your furniture would be more on the modern side then. Is that correct?
Definitely. We focus on a more aesthetic, a Danish design, mm-hmm. or a classic modern aesthetic. We focus more on that, more so than contemporary mm-hmm. design. Like you mentioned, clean lines, minimal, not a lot of decoration or mm-hmm. accents on it. Natural materials is also important.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, since Houseful has been open how long here in Charleston?
We're going on 7 months now.
7 months, mm-hmm. okay. Well, since you are fairly new to the Charleston area, can you kind of take our listeners on a virtual tour of the Houseful store here in West Ashley?
Sure. Like you mentioned, we're here in Outback Plaza. We renovated this. It's a 2,000 square foot showroom that we renovated. So when you walk in, it's exposed lofted ceilings, crisp white walls and wood floors, warm wood. You'll walk in and you'll see that we carry just about everything for your home, mm-hmm. from home furnishings for your living room and bedroom and dining. And we also focus on modern housewares, dishes, lighting, rugs, textiles, basically anything for the home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And so what would you say our Houseful has become best known for? Like what types of what particular furniture types are you finding shoppers here in Charleston seeking out?
I think our really, really strong suit is our upholstery. We have a wonderful upholstery line from Winnipeg, Canada. It's made, bench made, we call it, one at a time, and the customer can choose everything about the sofas, sectionals, chairs, and choose from 140, 150 leathers and fabrics, and it's made for them in about 6 weeks. And the price range and the styling and the comfort and the simplicity, classic styling, people absolutely immediately realized what great seating we have. And the other area I think people really like is the European-style bedding. Mm-hmm. And we carry platform beds, which is the style where the mattress goes directly on a slat mm-hmm. foundation. There's a lot of really simple, classic styles that are easy to live with, easy to take apart, carry up to weird spaces mm-hmm. easily. And we carry a mattress that's a Danish design that you are able to have arrive in a box. You've seen this on TV. Mm-hmm. And we do have them here on the floor for you to try out. So if you've ever seen them on TV and wondered, you know, how they feel and how good they are, you want to come in and give us a try because it is the mattress that you want to get into.
Nice, nice. Very good. You have a very spacious showroom. You a lot of items here at Houseful. But this isn't all that Houseful has to offer. Is that correct?
Correct. We like to say that this is just a sampling or a tip of the iceberg, is what we tell people. We actually have 4 sofa styles on the floor, but we carry 18 in total. And then we also carry a line called Innovation, which are from Denmark. And their focus are on a really high-end futon style sofa, which mm-hmm. we have one here on the floor. Very versatile, a lot of different fabric options.
Sorry. Simple, easy to operate, and really hard to find. Most sofa beds are pretty uncomfortable and hard to operate, but we have this line from Denmark that's super sensible, and I think it's something that we're going to see more and more people interested in, so mm-hmm. we want to emphasize that line.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And we've got the holidays coming up, and what kind of message do you want to get out to folks about what Houseful is offering for the holidays?
Yeah, we have a gift registry available, which is great for upcoming holidays, for spouses, friends, obviously newlyweds as well. We carry a lot of beautiful, unique houseware items from all over the world, including Denmark, Finland, Japan, probably about 20 different countries.
Poland,
yeah.
Belgium.
And we also like to tell people that don't think that a gift registry, it just has to be dishes and glass, mm-hmm. glassware. It could be a lamp that you have your eye on. For new couples, it could be a sofa or a lounge chair. It really could be anything that we carry.
Yeah, stay away from the fine china and stuff. You'll never end up using
right.
it. It'll sit in a drawer, just like ours is right now.
Right, right.
What do you say to folks that maybe live in a more traditional home? They might live in a subdivision, that was built in the last 20 years, and they're wondering, would modern furniture fit into our traditional home?
Well, this is probably the most fun part of what we do, where folks have maybe heard a little bit about us or maybe have seen magazine articles and things online about modern, and they're just kind of basically curious. And they come in the door and say something to the effect of, well, I didn't used to think I would like anything modern, but now I'm starting to realize I just don't like all this elaborate, heavy stuff. I really want to start simplifying. I don't know where to start. I don't know anything about it. Could you guys help me?
Mm-hmm.
So they're very open to it. The world is coming around to a much simpler lifestyle, and it's really a fun thing to get people comfortable with it and show them that, hey, it just fits right in with anything you already have. You don't have to start over. You don't have to have everything modern, but, you know, just start, and you'll be surprised how simple, you know, and easy care it's all going to be. So obviously we do a lot of what other people call interior design. Mm-hmm. For us, it's more simple. It's just really talking things through with people. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we get out a sketch pad and we start, you know, drawing up some room suggestions, but people really do need a lot more information than what they're able to get when they're buying online. They're just really out there on their own, and we are kind of I'm myself with 50 years in the Scandinavian furniture, kind of a walking Google, so they can ask me almost anything, mm-hmm. and, you know, we just have the time to spend with people here and get to know them and talk them through their project, and you make friends with people.
Yeah,
get
sure.
into their life.
Well, it's good that too that you folks offered design help, because you know, people don't want to make a mistake and then be stuck with something. So, well, how can folks get more information about Housefull, and that's spelled HAUSFUL?
Yes, obviously our website, which is housefull.com. We have a lot of information and some items on there. Our phone number is 843-203-6420. And we encourage everyone to stop in and visit us and take a look at everything we have to offer.
And they definitely want to check out our Instagram and Facebook, which Becky does on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
She's a whiz at that. And we get brand new cool things in all the time, like pretty much daily, so up it goes on Instagram and Facebook, so you want to follow us to keep up with it.
Very good. All right. Well, we have been talking with Janice and daughter-in-law Becky Hopman with Housefull, a brand-new modern furniture company in West Ashley. And thanks so much for hosting today's radio show, ladies.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, thanks.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from a brand new furniture retailer in West Ashley called Housefull, and that's spelled HAUSFUL, located at 1890 Sam Rittenberg Boulevard in the Outback Plaza, right near Honey Baked Ham. And now we're talking with Sharon Cross with Gateway Supply Company. How are you, Sharon?
Good. How are you today?
Good, good. Sharon, take a moment and tell everybody about Gateway Supply Company.
Sure. Gateway Supply Company is a family-owned business. We've served South Carolina for over 50 years in the plumbing and HVAC industry. We have showrooms across the state. Of course, one here in Charleston, Columbia, Lexington, and Northeast Columbia, Myrtle Beach, Greenville, and Rock Hill.
Gotcha. And how long has Gateway been here in Charleston?
We have been here right about 2 years now.
Gotcha. And so when you folks came here to Charleston, you actually purchased an existing plumbing supply company called Port City Supply?
Port City Supply was also family owned, and they were just ready to move on. So we did acquire them and love their employees that now have to be Gateway.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yes, sir.
Gotcha. So some folks may not have been into the new Gateway Supply Company. They may have visited Port City Supply in North Charleston, right off of Rivers Avenue, right near 526, right?
Correct.
In Rivers Avenue. I can tell you, having been in the old Port City Supply showroom and now the new Gateway Supply Company showroom, completely different. It's a whole new showroom, and you folks did so much remodeling. kind of paint a picture for our listeners. What will they experience when they visit the Gateway Supply Company showroom?
Sure. Gateway Supply showrooms are Kohler Premier showrooms. So when you walk in, you'll primarily see all Kohler in the very beginning of the showroom. Kohler suites, where you'll see the Kohler pedestal, toilet, all, you know, an entire Kohler.
Like a vignette.
Correct.
So that you can look at it and see, oh, that's what it'll look like in my bathroom.
Right. There's, I think, about three or four vignettes here at our Charleston location. And then, of course, throughout the showroom, we have other lines such as Roll, LK, Barclay, Moen, Delta.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So anybody who is building a new home or maybe remodeling a bathroom or a kitchen, they definitely need to check out Gateway Supply Company, right?
Absolutely. Our consultants are very knowledgeable on both the remodel end and fitting both a budget and your style into whichever you're in the middle of doing.
Talk about the how you help homeowners that visit Gateway Supply Company. They come in and they're going to be choosing the fixtures that will go into their kitchen or their bathroom. And how do you walk them through that process?
The first is getting to know what their style is, and then the second is obviously getting to know a budget. Once you know a budget, it's very easy to just hone in on exactly what they would want within the parameters that they want. When someone is doing a remodel or, of course, a full home, you have much more than plumbing to choose. So it's just important to make sure we value their time when they come in and zero in on exactly what they like.
Mm-hmm.
And here in Charleston, we've just got an enormous amount of items on display that will help them zero in on what they like.
Mm-hmm. What speaking of zeroing in, what kinds of trends are you seeing people choosing when it comes to trends in the bathroom, let's say?
In the bathroom, we still have, of course, freestanding tubs as something that are in high demand. You're
even though the walk-in shower is such a so popular.
If your budget allows, do both.
Uh-huh.
We have some that are taking out their old tubs, and they are strictly going to just a huge master shower.
Mm-hmm.
With, of course, the ceiling shower. The rain showers with body sprays, steam. There's a lot of hydrotherapy you can incorporate into the shower, as well as, of course, your ladies and maybe gentlemen that like their freestanding tubs.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. And how about colors? There's lots of different finishes that people can choose from. What's most popular these days?
Chrome is always going to be the tried and true, and it is still very popular. What we're starting to see is a lot of gold, anywhere from, of course, here in this area, lacquered brass, where you can actually see the patina.
Mm-hmm.
That's popular. And brushed bronze, mm-hmm, is one that's also popular. Even moving into the kitchen, we're starting to see a lot of gold.
Mm. Interesting. Mm-hmm. And how about in the kitchen? What kinds of trends are you seeing in the kitchen?
Farm sinks are still very popular. There's fire clay, the cast iron, or stainless steel. And they continue to be very popular, whether you want a color or an artist design on the front, or an industrial stainless steel look. They're still very popular.
Mm-hmm. How about some of those? I wanted one when we were building our house, and we ended up not getting that particular style. But I like the style of the faucet in the kitchen that kind of has the spiral sort, mm-hmm, of
the cord,
yeah,
type industrial kitchen.
Yeah, because I used to wash dishes when I was, mm-hmm, 14 years old, and that kind of reminded me of that, you know.
Mm-hmm. There's a few out on the market like that they dock very simply. It's easy to maneuver around a very large sink.
Mm-hmm.
There's even one now that Delta Brizo makes that it's just a black cord. It's not even the coil look. But yes, those are continue to be very popular.
Hmm. And when it comes to choosing your fixtures for the bathroom, if you're building a new house or you're remodeling your house, when we built our house, I was surprised at how quickly in the process we needed to choose those bathroom fixtures, because the plumber is putting in the valves. They need to put in the valves fairly early in the rough-in process. And you can't put – every valve is different, right? So you need to choose those fixtures early on.
Yes. If you know you're going with a particular manufacturer, for example, Hansgrohe, Delta, Moen, Kohler, you can go ahead and choose what the manufacturer you want. So your plumber can go ahead and rough in. But if you're not quite sure exactly the trim, but you know, say you want to go with Hansgrohe, you can go ahead and put Hansgrohe in the wall and then choose your trim.
Mm-hmm.
But it is recommended a good 4 to 6 weeks would be excellent, so there are no surprises on making sure that the trim that you want is not back ordered, that it's in stock, and it is ready to go when you want it. Mm-hmm. We certainly do stock. We have a distribution center now that's in Columbia, so we do stock some items, but it's no one likes surprises, and if you can a good 4 to 6 weeks make those decisions, that's wonderful.
That's great. Well, how can folks get more information about Gateway Supply Company?
Our website is www.gatewaysupply.net. Here in Charleston, our location is 1980 Harley Street off of Rivers, and a phone number there to reach them directly is 843-554-0450.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Sharon Cross with Gateway Supply Company. Thanks so much, Sharon.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Houseful, and that's spelled H-A-U-S-F-U-L, and they're a brand new modern furniture retailer in West Ashley. And now we're talking with Ron Sikora with the Muller Company. How you doing, Ron?
I'm great, Tim.
Good. Ron, take a moment and tell everybody about the Muller Company.
Well, Tim, the Muller Company is a window and door and storm protection company. We were founded in 1991, so I think we're well over 25 years now of serving the Lowcountry for window, door, and storm protection needs.
Gotcha. Well, Irma is still in our memory. It was only a couple weeks ago. And so today we're gonna talk to you about some of the storm protection products that the Muller Company provides homeowners, and it's important that people listen to this interview because they may have felt a little unprepared. You know, they thought, well, we had Hurricane Matthew. We're not going to get another hurricane for a long, long time. And then, lo and behold, Irma came through, and who the heck knows? I mean, you would think the odds would not be all that great that Charleston would be on the map as far as a hurricane approaching, but you just never know. So I imagine the Muller Company's phones are blowing up, right? Either before the storm, wanting to know if you would come out and put shutters or storm protection on their house, and what kind of a response did you have for that?
Well, Tim, you're exactly right. I mean, we just had Matthew last year, Irma this year, Jose came close, and now we've even got one named Maria that just went through Puerto Rico this morning, and we'll be off our coast this weekend. So, you know, we were in a cycle over the last few years of not having hurricanes, but 10 years ago we had quite a number of hurricanes, you know, around. So we're just coming back into this cycle, I believe, where we all have to be thinking about hurricane protection.
Right. Well, let's talk about some of the options that the Muller Company has available to the public to protect your home. Because I got to say that term peace of mind, it's kind of a worn out phrase, kind of a cliche. But if you have good storm protection on your house, you're going to feel a lot different than those people who are bugging out and you know, running to Lowe's to stand in line to buy plywood and all that nonsense.
Tim, you need to be doing it as a proactive measure and thinking about it now, not next year or in a few months, because since the storms, we're just covered up with calls and work, and it's going to take some time even now to get products produced for someone. It'd be really next season before you'll have protection, but now's the time to do it. As far as protection that the Mueller Company has, impact windows are something that everybody knows about now and hears about, and they certainly is a wonderful way of protecting your home. We call it a passive protection. You lock your house up and you walk away. Everything's protected, and the impact glass, similar to a car windshield, keeps the wind and the rain from blowing into the house during a storm. The glass might break, but it's held intact by the plastic inner layer. However, sometimes, if you have an existing home, and your windows are in good condition and you really don't want to replace the windows, there are other alternatives to impact glass. What a lot of folks have done in the past is plywood or OSB board. But what's changed in the code is that you now have to have a permanent attachment system around the windows for plywood or OSB. And those permanent attachment systems have some drawbacks. They're, one, they're fairly unsightly. It's a large screw that's protruding out of your trim. And the nature of metal and along the salt coast is that your fasteners over time aren't going to go onto that screw because it's going to corrode. So if you don't need to put up your trim for a few years and all of a sudden you go out to do it and it's corroded, you can't put it up. So those fastening systems really aren't a good solution. What we've designed and are making here in Charleston is a product called Storm Trim. And Storm Trim is a vinyl extrusion that goes on the top and the bottom of a window. And it's an approved for plywood, OSB, fabric, aluminum storm panels, any type of storm panel that you can think of. This is an attachment system for it. It can be purchased from Mueller, either built into a new vinyl window, or it can be applied around an aluminum clad wood window or a vinyl window in the field. So it's available really for anyone, to use. Very attractive. It actually looks like a piece of wood trim, so it's not unsightly at all. And all you do is you pop off the decorative cap, and then we have the fasteners to use with your favorite storm panel.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And the storm trim, is that something that the Mueller Company would install, or do you just sell the pieces to the people?
We can do it either way. We can either do it installed, or you can buy it in lineal links. And, it is a do-it-yourself type product as well.
You mentioned plywood and OSB being able to fit onto this storm trim that is installed on the outside of your house around the windows. Days before a hurricane is going to be striking here in Charleston, you're already feeling the effects, the wind and so forth. And even on a calm day, it seems like it's going to be a chore to get up on a ladder to carry that plywood up the ladder. What size plywood? I saw people putting up paneling this past, a couple weekends ago with Irma, and I thought, well, I guess it's better than nothing, but paneling that you would put on the inside of your house, what size plywood are you supposed to put up, like 3/4 or?
It's not quite that thick. It's 7/16 is the minimum dimension, and, you're right, it is heavy, and to digress a little bit, plywood and OSB is an exception to the code. It's allowed by the code, but it is not a rated system for hurricane protection. What that means is, again, it's allowed by the code, but insurance companies don't recognize plywood as a protective measure. The reason is that while plywood gives some protection, the test, which is a 2x4 shot out of a cannon at 35 miles an hour, does go right through plywood. Mm-hmm. And that's why I mentioned we also have steel panels, aluminum panels, and fabric panels that are much lighter weight and are a rated system. Rating meaning that it's accepted by insurance companies. And using a rated system along with an approved rated storm attachment system like Storm Trim can give you anywhere from about 8% to as much as 15% off on your wind and hail policy. So it's an annuity that goes for the life of the home. As long as you own your home and you have storm protection on all the openings, you get that discount.
Right. Well, I think that is a great closer because not only is it a matter of not if but when we are going to have another storm, but the fact that you can save some money, you make this investment in your house, and you can save some money on your insurance bill every year because you let them know what kind of a hurricane protection. And the insurance companies appreciate that, and that's why they're willing to give you a discount because it lowers their risk that your house is going to have to have a claim afterwards. Well, how can folks get more information about the Muller Company?
Well, Tim, we're here in Charleston. We're at 630 Skylark Drive, which is just across from the Citadel Mall in the Bilo Shopping Center. Our telephone number is 843-572-9727. And, of course, you can always visit us at Muller, MUHLER.com.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Ron Sikora with the Muller Company. Thanks so much, Ron. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from a brand new modern furniture retailer in West Ashley called Houseful, and that's spelled H-A-U-S-F-U-L, and they're located at 1890 Sam Rittenberg Boulevard in the Outback Plaza. And now we're talking with Gene Wallace with Plugs Appliance Center. How are you, Gene?
I'm doing great. And you, Tim?
Good, good. Gene, take a moment and tell everybody about Plugs Appliance Center.
Plugs Appliance Center, we've got a store West Ashley in Charleston, also have a smaller location in Mount Pleasant. We are a full-line appliance store. We do builder and retail. Been around for a little over 5 years now. Out there, trying to do the right thing and make people happy.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So Plugs Appliance Center, you folks are an independent appliance company. Why would someone go to Plugs Appliance Center versus maybe one of the big box stores?
Well, number one, we are family owned and operated. So I think that's very, very big. There's a move to people doing business locally. And, you can do that at Plugs. Also, the experience in the sales staff, these are professional appliance folks. You don't necessarily get that at the big boxes.
Right.
So from delivery to sales, I mean, it's very professional in and out.
What about prices? Are people going to pay more because you're not a big box store, because you're getting, those big box stores, they've got to be cheaper, right, than an independent?
We belong to a national buying group, the largest independent buying group in the nation. So we buy right. We don't buy quite at what the big boxes do, but we take a little less margin, and we compete with them on a daily basis. I think we do a good job with that.
Mm-hmm. And Plugs Appliance Center has some specific manufacturer lines that you cannot find at the big box stores, right?
Oh, we carry over 20 different brands. I mean, at the big boxes, you buy the big three, and that's it. We do the Wolf, Sub-Zero, Thermador, GE Monogram, Gen Air, and the list goes on that you can't buy at the big boxes.
Right. So if you're building a custom home or you're doing a big remodel project on your house, you might want to go with maybe a higher end appliance in the kitchen versus just one of the same kind that you'll find at the big box stores.
Without a doubt, and also if you're going to do the same thing as the big box stores, our salesmen make a difference. And even sell, with the GEs and the Whirlpool of the world, we can guide you in the proper directions. We're not order takers. We're salespeople. Mm-hmm. And that makes a huge difference.
Right. So you're helping out the people who are building those custom homes and doing high-end projects.
Yep.
But then also, I've got a couple of rental properties, and I always go to Plugs Appliance Center when I'm buying a dishwasher or a washer dryer, and I deal with Eugene, and I always tell you know that this is going into an apartment, so I'm looking for something that is cost effective but also is going to last a
right.
while. So you're able to help out landlords as well.
Oh, certainly, we do a tremendous amount of property management business and that sort of thing. And there again, that's the experience that you get at Plugs that you won't find at the big boxes.
Mm-hmm. Talk about some of the trends that you're seeing with appliances. Let's just kind of go room by room. So, like in the laundry room, for example, I think I heard somewhere that that top loading washers are coming back versus the front loaders.
Several years it's been front load, but top loaders are definitely coming back. They really wash clothes better. They last longer. They're less expensive. I mean, they've got top loaders out there now that's built like your grandmother's old Maytag. I mean, they last longer. And that's where the trend is. I mean, people are tired of the mold and mildew and the front loaders, and top loader is just easy.
Right. My wife every now and then complains that there's a weird smell coming from the washer in our laundry
yep.
room, and that's from it being a front load.
That's from it being
machine.
A front load.
Gotcha. How about what brands are real hot at Plugs Appliance Center in the laundry?
In laundry, we are doing a tremendous amount of business with Speed Queen. Speed Queen's a machine that's built to last for 25 to 30 years. I've got a Speed Queen in my own house, and there's no doubt in my mind it's the last washer I'm ever going to have to buy.
Hmm.
It's built like a Sherman tank.
Do you ever get a question from a customer that says, I want a washing machine that has the fewest number of moving parts, that just the least number of things that could possibly go wrong, just a basic good washing machine?
We get that all the time when that customer asks those questions. We go to the Speed Queen every time. It's got three knobs across the front. It's a mechanical machine. It doesn't have the electronics and all of that. So that's one reason it's got the longevity that it has.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Well, let's move to the kitchen, which is where you're going to find most of the appliances that Plugs Appliance Center has. And if anyone has not visited the Plugs Appliance Center in West Ashley, it's definitely one of the most impressive showrooms in Charleston, because you've got about 20 or so different kitchen vignettes set up.
We've got right at 20 different kitchen vignettes. Yep.
And that what's nice about that is all sorts of different manufacturers, and they're the appliances are all built into cabinetry. And really gives a homeowner an opportunity to see what those appliances are going to look like in an actual kitchen setting.
Exactly, and that's a big plus. I mean, we just don't have things lined up back to back. You can see what it's going to look like in your home. I probably got 10 different colors of cabinets in those vignettes, so you can really get a good idea of exactly what the fit and feel is going to be.
Right. So where do you steer people when they're looking for a dishwasher, for example?
We do a tremendous amount of business with the Bosch dishwashers, the KitchenAid. I try to steer people kind of middle of the road. I think that's where your best value is a lot of times, but It's there are a lot of good brands out there as far as the dishwashers go.
Mm-hmm. What's a good dishwasher where you don't have to do a lot of pre-rinsing and you can just throw those dishes in and turn it on?
Probably a KitchenAid. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've got a built-in hard food disposal. They still have a heating element for the drying cycle. I'd say probably the KitchenAid.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, how about like a oven or a range? What's hot right now at Plugs Appliance Center?
In custom homes, we do a lot with the Wolf Sub-Zero, do a lot with the Thermador. Both of those brands have some rebates available with free product and that sort of thing. So we do a tremendous amount of business with those two brands in the higher-end homes.
And I've seen some of the ads for Thermador. They've got kind of like a modular sort of setup where you can kind of mix and match the pieces.
They've got the column refrigeration, so right. You can separate the columns. You can put them side by side. So it's they're called the freedom column, so it gives you the freedom to do what you want to.
Gotcha.
With the refrigeration.
And are you still finding customers buying the Wolf ranges just because of those big red clunky knobs?
Just because of the red knobs. That's the number one selling feature with Wolf. Yes, it really is.
They do a good job, promoting their the Wolf does in with their ranges in high-end magazines, and people see those big red chunky knobs, and yep. They say that's what I want in my kitchen.
Yep, exactly.
How about what other appliances in the kitchen? Refrigerators. We mentioned the Thermador. Is there kind of a middle of the road sort of refrigerator that you recommend to people if they're not looking to go into the Sub-Zero or Thermador?
There is. You can do KitchenAid, Bosch, GE Cafe. I mean, there's a lot to choose. There's a lot to choose from there. Even the Frigidaire Professional series. So there are a lot of good options there. Yes.
What's going to keep maybe a soda or a beer just ice cold? What's the best refrigerator for that?
Well, beer doesn't stay in my refrigerator long enough to find that out, but. By far, food stays fresher longer in a Sub-Zero refrigerator. There's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned there are some rebates going on with Thermador?
With Thermador, it's kind of buy one, get one. You buy the range, they give you the dishwasher. You buy the refrigeration, they give you the hood. KitchenAid has rebates going on. Sub-Zero has rebates going on. So... rebates, there's always something going on with somebody, yes.
That's good. And we're almost out of time, but I wanted to ask, as far as colors, stainless steel all the way or anything
stainless
new
steel all the way, but black stainless is coming into vogue. More and more manufacturers are getting on the bandwagon with black stainless, so it's getting easier to do a whole kitchen into black stainless. You've got KitchenAid, Samsung, LG. Whirlpool's coming out with black stainless, so yeah, it's
new trend.
It's a very new trend coming on fast.
Well, good. Well, how can folks get more information about Plugs Appliance Center?
Just give us a call at 843-5132, or you can reach me on my cell. I answer 365 days a year, 843-532-8493.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Gene Wallace with Plugs Appliance Center. Thanks so much, Gene.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Houseful. That's spelled H-A-U-S-F-U-L. It's a brand new modern furniture company in West Ashley, located at 1890 Sam Mertenberg Boulevard in the Outback Plaza. And now we're talking with Jerry Burns with Heritage Pools. How are you, Jerry?
I'm very well, sir. How about yourself?
Just fine, thank you. Jerry, take a moment and tell everybody about Heritage Pools.
I'd love to do that. Heritage Pools is a locally owned company. We've been in business now. We're in our 13th year. We're located in North Charleston, but we do all the low country area. We'll even go as far as Columbia for business. We are a full-service pool company. We design and build pools in your backyard. And by design and build, I mean that we literally build it in your yard. We do not, therefore, do fiberglass pools, which is simply installed.
Mm-hmm.
We do gunite and what we call heritage pools, which is a polymer-based pool.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to pools, we do full maintenance systems, which is to say that we will clean your pool. We'll do the chemicals for you as well. We do a lot of work for rental properties when they change over, so we go in and clean the pool to make sure no damage was done. We also do any number of residential as well.
Mm.
Beyond that, we have a full-service repair and restoration group. If something happens to your pool, it cracks, even if it's not our pool. If your gunite cracks or something along that line or the concrete breaks away, we'll come out and replace and repair it as well.
Mm-hmm.
We have full teams to do that. We do liner repairs or replacements. Just spoke to a young lady here who wants to do a liner replacement as well, which is one of the best ways to make your pool look brand new.
Mm-hmm.
What I would also like to talk about is a new product that we've introduced in the past year. Now, it has a fancy name, but I call it the Pool Butler. In essence, what it is, it's a dustpan and brush that uses, figuratively dustpan and brush, but it uses water jets and a receptacle. What happens is you turn it on, the water jets pop up. They're strategically placed to blow the dirt to one area, blow the pine straw, whatever else you have there. And where it blows it to is what I call a dustbin, but it's essentially a grate that opens up, blows it all in, and when it's finished, closed down, everything disappears, and you just empty the basket.
Hmm.
We've done it in the past year. A lot of people like it, especially for those who say, I don't want to maintain my pool. This is the lazy man's way of doing it.
Right.
And as I say, we've had some good results from that, and a lot of people are interested.
And Heritage Pools refers to this as the Pool Butler?
That's what I call it.
Oh, okay.
There's a much larger expression that describes it. But when I talk to people about it, they can always picture a dustpan and broom.
Right.
And that's what it does.
The Pool Butler, is that something that can be retrofit into a pool, or is that something that's built in new construction?
It's really a new construction.
Okay.
I'm sure that if you wanted to, we could do it, but we would end up doing essentially a new construction, tearing everything up and plumbing it, because
mm-hmm.
it is plumbed all the way to the bottom of the pool as well.
Right.
That would be an extraordinary job. We recommend it primarily on the new constructions
okay.
as well.
Let's talk for a second about Heritage Pools builds pools a little bit differently than maybe some of the other pool companies around, right?
Yes, we do. We have a proprietary way that we build a pool. As I tell everyone, we start off by digging a big hole. And then around the walls of what will be your pool, we have polymer sections, non-conductive, non-corrosive polymer that we use to actually build the pool itself. You tell us the shape you want, the size you want, and we design that around that. And every time one of those sections comes together, whether it be 2 to 4 feet, depending upon the span, perpendicular to that, and on the dirt side, we put in an I-beam brace. That I-beam brace gives you the protection, gives you a lateral protection into the dirt. So it really makes it a rigid pool, but rigid is not the rigid against damage, but because it's polymer, it can have a little bit of give as well. Backfill the pool. We put concrete on the ground on the outside and the dirt side, and then we fill every single one of those I-beam braces with concrete. Each one can handle 10,000 pounds. So when we build a walkway around it, you know it's going to be supported and it won't fall out.
Hmm.
At the bottom of the pool, we use concrete, make it smooth as a baby's bottom, as I like to say, and then we seal that. And at that point in time, it could hold water, but really we don't like to do that because it's ugly. What we then do is we have a surface that we lie in there. It's a vinyl surface. You pick the design, you pick the color and everything else, and that's form fit into the pool itself. Once that is in there, that we fill with water, and that's what gives it the beauty and the ambiance. We are the only one in the area that has that polymer base product.
Why is the polymer base in installing the I-beams, why is that important here in Charleston?
Well, it's important in Charleston. We have between 20 and 40 tremors a month in this area. We are at an earthquake fault. Matter of fact, I had a 2.8 earthquake about a half a block from my house a couple months ago.
Hmm.
And that can really shake up. You picture something dug into the ground 8-9 feet, and you get a good shake on that, it can break it. If it's concrete or if it's fiberglass, a good shake can crack those. Whereas with the the polymer base, it is rigid and it holds it in place, but it can also take the stress and strain and move, especially the side areas, move with it. Even if it should crack, which we don't think it will, even if it should crack, that liner that we put in there will not crack, and the water will still stay in the pool.
Now, why does Heritage Pools put in a vinyl? Is it a vinyl liner?
It's vinyl.
Okay.
It's vinyl.
I've seen a lot of gunite pools that just have, like, the concrete walls.
We do that as well.
Okay.
We do that as well. We've built our reputation and our business around the Heritage Pool with a polymer base. Vinyl liner pools are very popular up north where they are. You know, you don't want to put a gunite in the pool or concrete pool that will crack with the frost heaves. But we're making a great deal of progress in this area as well. The one advantage of a vinyl pool is that when it's time to replace the vinyl liner, you put a liner in, you have a brand new pool. You take a look at concrete, or you take a gunite rather. You take a look at fiberglass. I mean, over time, the fiberglass, you know, beauty is only skin deep, and over time, the surface may white out, etc. Concrete pools, gunite pools do need resurfacing. Maybe every 7 to 10 years, the concrete becomes rough, and you can actually scratch yourself on it, and they have to be emptied and replastered.
Mm-hmm.
So there are advantages to
it. Can stain, too.
It can stain, absolutely.
You get a leaf in there, it sits too
long. Oh, yes, it does.
Like that.
And that brown is there forever.
Right.
So that's, it's, again, whatever someone wants is what they're going to get for the pool. As I say, we don't do fiberglass because we like to build the pool, but we do gunite as well.
Well, speaking of fiberglass, I was watching some of the storm coverage for Hurricane Irma, I think, a week or two ago, and I was pretty sure they didn't announce this, but they were showing some B-roll of some of the damage, and I'm pretty sure I saw a swimming pool that had floated out of the hole that it was in and was now displaced. Is that right?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's one of the things I wanted to talk about today, and we'll counsel people as well. Every pool that Heritage has put in, and I would say every pool that our able competitors have put in, has a drainage system called a well point. That's in the bottom of the pool, the deepest part of the pool. And the idea behind that is that if water builds up the, under there, you can turn the valves and drain that water out. People say, I've got 12, 13, 14,000 gallons of water in there. That should hold it down. But if you take a look at the hydraulic pressure of the water underneath, it can float a pool. By using the well point, you keep the water out, you keep the pressure down. Hurricane Matthew, I was doing fine with my pool, which was liner, until one small thing happened. I ran out of power. It did float, and when it was finished floating, it just went right back down. There's a couple wrinkles, but I have a few on my face as well. So what we recommend to people is, whether you have our pool or not, if you've got a well point in the hurricane season, make sure you turn it on. Make sure you drain that pool. If you don't drain the underpinnings of the pool.
Uh-huh.
If you don't, as I say, with a vinyl pool, it can float. With concrete or gunite, it can literally pop out of the ground.
Mm.
And when it does that, in most cases, you're going to break your plumbing, and if you've got electrical going to it for lights and things like that, some significant damage. I will say this, if that does happen to your pool, call us at Heritage because we do that repair work as well.
Mm. Very good. Well. How can folks get in touch with Heritage Pools?
There are two ways to do it. One is our website, which is www.swimhere.com, or our phone number in North Charleston is area code 843-762-3417. Give us a call.
And what's the website again?
www.swimhere.com.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Jerry Burns with Heritage Pools. Thanks so much, Jerry.
Thank you for your time.
Talking about a home, talking about a home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do or say at home, talking about a home. Not talking about a one night stand. I want to be your man. I said a home. Yeah, I'm talking about a wedding ring and the whole damn thing. I said a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in next Saturday